Folks, the West Coast is a beautiful place, and if you're thinking of heading over in the next couple of weeks, make sure you make it to Ceduna for the Central 7 Television Christmas Races at Ceduna. They're on the 15th of December, and joining us to talk about the big day, where the big man might just turn up, is Bruce Zippel from the Ceduna Races. Hello to you, sir.
G'day, sir. How are you?
Very well indeed. Always a big day when Santa turns up to your race day.
It is. I actually got a bit worried then when you said the big man, and I thought, gosh, how well does he know me? Father Christmas Christmas races. Very much part of the day. We've got a very special entry this year for Father Christmas, but we're not letting the cat out the bag. You have to be there to witness what that special entry just might be.
And of course, where there's Father Christmas, there is kids, so they're all welcome for the big race day.
Definitely. It's a family day, very much a family day. Not only do we have Father Christmas, we have face painting as well. And we're going to do some other little knickknacks for the kids as well, and there'll be presents handed out, lollies, all those sorts of things. So kids love to run around, watch the horses, watch the racing, and have a lot of fun. So some things just don't change, because that's exactly what we did when we were kids.
Absolutely. And, of course, Ceduna has the kids covered, but the grown-ups are well looked after too. Fed, watered, and plenty of opportunity to have a cheeky punt as well.
That's exactly right. So on the day, we actually were fully catered. We had some fantastic food, seafood, by a local icon, Elaine Kerridge. Mm-hmm. We also have the bar and everything like that. And on top of that, we have bookies. And we also have TAB on site. So if you want to back TAB on some of the interstate races, that's on site as well. And we have the bookmakers, as I said, doing the locals as well. And that's always favourite because, generally speaking, with crowds like this, people love to back the names.
Yes.
Some people that don't do much about it, they love the pretty names. And anyway, there was one year, it was sensational, it was very iconic, where Willie the Wabbit got backed into favouritism.
Right.
I'm not kidding.
Willie the Wabbit
got backed into favouritism with the worst form you'd ever seen, probably,
right,
or at that time, and Julie won. The,
right.
The bookmakers packed up very early.
I reckon so. Of course, there is some Fair Dinkum racing going on with the Thevenard Cup to be run.
That's right. So the Viterra Thevenard Cup is the first heat of the Air Peninsula's Bill Holland Series.
Mm-hmm.
That's over 1,600 metres. There will be some good horses in that. And then our sprint for the day, which is actually over 1,300 metres this year, is the Ceduna Food Lane Christmas Handicap. So we actually have it is a five race card. It's non-TAB, so it's a little bit like bush style racing. We've got a sensational dirt track here, one of the best in South Australia. And we've got elevated lawns trackside, which is where the marquees will be as well.
Mm-hmm.
So people get very surprised when they come to our races. They're not sure what to expect if they've never been before, and they're very pleasantly surprised because we've got plenty of green lawn. The elevated green lawn gives you a great view, and we've got a lovely, honest 400-metre straight. So the betting is actually, it's not hard to pick a winner at Ceduna, and people will have a lot of fun with that.
It's a gorgeous venue, a really great place to spend an afternoon and watch some races, and you can do that in the Equinor Festive Marquee as well.
Yes, we still have some spaces back, that's starting to book out, so that's only $35 per person. You have to get into the races yourself, but that it's a special price, it's trackside, you get some fantastic food, great little bit of atmosphere there, that's still got places available. If you go onto racingsojourner.com.au and just follow the links, you'll find where to book for that. I'll just repeat that, racingsojourner.com.au. And there's definitely space available. But if you're not going to go into a marquee, we also have a lovely shaded area with shade sails on the lawn, and that's right next to the mounting yard as well. So there's plenty of options at the Central 7 Ceduna Christmas races.
Bruce, tell us about the Cox Plate and the Fillies Handicap.
Well, this is something we're playing around with. So after the last race, we usually like to do something just a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
And so the horses have had their go, so we would like the guys and the girls to have a go.
Right.
So we thought, in other years we've done little novelty events and stuff, but back in the day we used to actually have the ladies and the men's belting it out on the track. So we thought we'd go back to it this year, put up about, you know, a bit of cash prize money for the winner and the second, and we'll see how it goes. And some of the ladies racing in their very finest, in bare feet, of course. We insist they take their shoes off.
Indeed.
it can be a sight to see. There is one local lady who's very good at running, and she usually cleans them up. But I did handicap her one year, and she just about put me out of my misery. So we'll see what happens. I might get someone else to do that this year.
It sounds like a whole bunch of fun, folks. The Central 7 Television Christmas Races, Saturday, December 15. And Bruce, all the best for it. I'm sure you'll get a bumper crowd. Gates open at 11 a.m. Pretty reasonable to get in and get amongst it too, price wise. So all the best for the big day, and hopefully you'll get plenty of people from all around regional SA who've heard it here on Tour SA Radio.
Thank you very much, appreciate it.